I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, this is Elena.
And this is Candace.
And you're listening to Cousins on Crime. Thank you for coming back to listen to our second story. I appreciate you.
Should we do a trigger warning on this story?
You know what? It's probably a good idea. So last week we heard a story that was a cold case and we didn't have any like real closure.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Thank you, Candace. This week, the case is a pretty open and shut, cut and dry case. It is about a little girl. So if you don't want to listen, there might be some triggers in there. But if you want to listen, let's get started. We're talking about Alana Gallagher. So Alana Gallagher was a precious little six-year-old. She lived on Babbling Brook Drive in Saginaw, Texas. Neighbors say she seemed smarter than average. She was always so curious and asked a lot of questions. She was always playing outside, looking for whatever neighborhood kid was there. She was going to play with them.
Well, she was like street smart.
Yeah. She just liked friends. She wore a purple watch with pink and green flowers on it so that she could keep track of time and be home when her parents told her to be home.
Bless.
She was a good little girl. She cared about people and brightened every room that she was in. And her favorite color was purple. So on July 1st, 2013, at 7:30 p.m., her lifeless body was found by two teen boys.
No.
They found her in the intersection of Round Rock Drive and Cindy Lane. She was in the middle of the street, wrapped in a tarp that was tied tightly with a belt. Other neighbors that saw the tarp on the road earlier in the day thought it was trash and ignored it.
Can you imagine being one of the people that drove down the road and saw that and just kept driving?
Yeah, and later finding out, there was a little girl in that.
Yeah.
My God. And that's one thing that one of the teen boys that found her, he was 14.
He thought
it was trash too, and he thought, we have a clean community. Let me go pick that up and throw it away.
Nobody's going to desecrate my streets.
Yeah. So when he peeked inside, he saw her hair, and he quickly noticed that there was a body there.
I pray he just saw hair. I pray he didn't see anything else.
Oh, I know.
He's
I
just
know.
got that image in his mind for the rest of his life.
Oh,
Poor
that is
kid.
so awful. I could not imagine. But he said he fell to his knees and just started crying when he realized it was a little girl. But he quickly ran home and told his parents, and they called 911. So when the investigators opened the tarp, they found a small girl wearing only purple panties, red duct
Oh
tape
my
around
God.
her wrists and her feet, and a plastic bag around her head.
Lord Jesus.
At around 9:15, Alana's parents, Laura and Carl Gallagher, stop a patrol car on their street and report her missing. They had been searching for her because she didn't come home at the time she was told. So I don't know what time she was told to be home, but they started searching for her around 9 p.m.
Okay, so that's late, I would think,
Yes.
for a 6-year-old. I mean, that's after dark.
It is after dark. It is summertime, so no school the next day.
Right.
But
And
this was.
from what I remember back then, because we grew up in Saginaw, like we had talked about on the last episode, we grew up in that area. And by the way, my sister's friend lives on the street she was found.
Oh.
Yeah, and so from my understanding, she was one of those neighborhood kids that walked around the neighborhood, like
Oh,
trying
yeah.
to play with everybody. She really had very limited parental supervision, as far as I remember.
Yes.
And so it seems late to me, like 9 o'clock seems late to me to be looking for your daughter, but maybe they just like that was just her. She just like.
Right. And like I said, I don't know what time they told her to be home, but maybe they were giving her a little extra grace, and then at 9 o'clock figured something was wrong. And so at 9:15, so they went to neighbors' homes at starting at
Yeah.
9, knocking on doors looking for her. And her body was found at 7:30, unbeknownst to the parents. 9:15, the police are patrolling the area, and Laura and Carl stop the police car and report her missing. So they all put two and two together. Okay, so the Saginaw residents quickly came together to help, and the FBI offered $10,000 for information that helped catch the murderer. Evidence had shown that Alana had been raped and suffocated.
Bless
She,
her
I
heart.
know, it was, yeah, it was really hard for me to read reports on this case because I just didn't want to think about all that. But
No, of course not.
she had bruises and abrasions on parts of her body. The official cause of death was asphyxiation from the four Walmart bags on her head.
Or that's overkill. Come
Yeah,
on.
like we get your point. So the autopsy concluded that at some point she had been immersed in water, and investigators feel like that was potentially to get rid of evidence from
Right.
how it. However, he didn't do a good job because sperm and other DNA were retrieved from the crime scene. And so, with all of the evidence, the detectives had several leads.
You mentioned red duct tape. I mean, I don't know many people that use red duct tape.
Right.
My dad always used silver duct tape. So, I
Right.
mean,
Yeah.
if you have red duct tape in your house, that's a little specific.
Specific. Yeah. And you're right. I think silver and white is really the most common.
Yeah.
Yeah. Detectives quickly started ruling out her parents, as they usually do in these cases. So, in fact, the family was heavily ridiculed by the public. As the public learned about the parents being in a polyamorous relationship with Miles McDaniel.
I remember this. And he lived with them?
Yes, they all lived together as one big happy family.
Okay.
And he actually was, Miles McDaniel was very close with Alana.
Okay. So
But yes.
did she call him dad?
I'm not sure. I didn't see anything about that. But
Interesting.
other than that, they loved each other very much. And there were plenty of pictures with Alana and Miles smiling and just loving each other.
I remember them being very interested in the parents, and I think the community was really scratching their head about this.
Yeah, they couldn't understand, like, if you're going to be in this relationship that
Is
I don't,
unfamiliar.
yeah,
Yeah.
unfamiliar, I don't understand, then you had to have killed your 6-year-old daughter,
Sure.
right?
Sure. Yeah, 'cause that seems to be the
Yeah.
thing.
So, but police, they insisted that the three parents were not prime suspects.
Okay.
It turns out that the detectives did not have to look far and wide for the suspect. Neighbors had reported that Tyler Holder, who lived 2 doors down from the victim, was telling people that the missing girl was Alana Gallagher before she was ever identified.
What? That's pretty brazen.
Red flag there. Tyler had been acting suspicious and was seen pacing up and down the street. He was seen watching the Gallagher's house as they were being searched. So let me tell you a
What?
little bit. What? Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, like, what a douchebag.
Right, creeper. So a little bit more about his behavior and his character. A woman that knew him when he was in the 5th grade had reported that she witnessed him asking other kids if they had ever dropped acid in fifth grade.
What? How old is that? Is that 9 or 10? Is that 10? Fifth grade?
Yes, 10, right? I think so.
Okay. I didn't even know what acid was when I was 10.
No, me neither.
Oh my Lord.
But other things like on a Google Maps picture of his home, he was seen sitting in his car with his hand out of the window, flipping off the Google camera.
Okay, I need to see that.
Well, maybe
Do we
I'll,
have, can we post that
yeah,
on our Instagram?
I do have a screenshot of that that we can definitely post.
Okay, good.
So, let's see. Not too long before the murder, the Gallaghers had an incident with Tyler Holder. Tyler
Okay.
had told them that their car tires were flat and had been slashed. So the Gallaghers called the police, and come to find out, Tyler was the one who did the slashing.
What? So he just
Like, he's just playing
gets off
games with
on this
them.
stuff. Yeah, he loves it.
And this was just a few weeks before the murder.
My God.
Due to the suspicious behavior from Holder, a search warrant was issued for his home. The search warrant showed that they were looking for red duct tape, packing supplies, plastic Walmart bags, trash bags, and a men's belt sized 38 to 44.
So,
So,
wait a minute. They found, oh, so they were just looking for belts the same size
about the size
that
that
was
was,
found. Yeah.
yeah,
Okay.
used to tie the
The
tarp.
tarp. Ugh.
So, and trash bags, because I don't know if I pointed out, but her body was inside of a black trash bag with a yellow drawstring inside of the tarp. And then the tarp was tied with the belt.
Her whole body was in a trash bag,
Yeah, but apparently her head was
like
not all the way in
sticking
there.
out. Oh
Yeah,
my
'cause you could
God.
see her hair sticking out.
Lord Jesus.
So, what did they find in Tyler Holder's home, you ask?
Let me guess. Red duct tape.
That was one of them. Along with, so he provided a DNA swab, just gave it up. Thank you,
Because
Tyler.
he gets off on this sort of thing. So, yeah.
Or maybe he just really thought he wouldn't, like, he would pass all, I don't know.
What an idiot.
But they found latex gloves, used condoms, a
Gross.
camera. Yeah. A camera,
Okay, I don't want to on the camera.
a journal, dog hair, that matched the hair found inside of the plastic bag on Alana's body.
That poor dog must be so embarrassed to be his dog.
So they found the trash bags that matched. They found a girl's necklace and jewelry, along with a purple watch with pink and green flowers on it.
You don't say.
Hmm.
Did they figure out if the necklace and other pieces of jewelry were hers?
I didn't see that. I did look to see, like, if they elaborated on what the necklace looked like or where it may have come from, but no, it didn't elaborate.
But that watch definitely was hers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm wondering what the other pieces were and whose they were, if they weren't hers.
Right. Has he done this before? I mean, you wouldn't think he did this.
I mean,
kind of...
he's obviously an idiot. He's never watched Dateline. He's in the business of getting caught. I mean, he's stupid.
Right. I mean, let alone you're going to dump a body in the middle of a residential street. Like, did you want to get caught?
Yeah. Well, he used his red duct tape. He used their trash bags. He left his disgusting fluids on her. Bless her soul.
I know.
Yeah. This guy's an idiot.
Yeah. So, police also seized a collection of guns, including an AR-15 assault rifle.
What?
Mm-hmm. With two handguns, a pump action shotgun, and three other rifles.
That's a lot of guns.
It really is.
And
why does anybody
need... Who did he live with? His parents?
His mother. So reports only show that he only lived with his mother.
That's a lot of guns.
Right. So if they were her guns, maybe that she got from her dad, or maybe she liked guns. I don't know.
Assault rifle?
But, you know, bad
multiple
guys.
Rifle? I mean, just this seems like a lot of guns for.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think my brother has that many guns, and he's a police officer.
I know. I mean, I know people who have a lot of guns, but I mean, they're mature, respectful people.
They're not pieces of crap that go around slashing tires.
Exactly. I mean, but you know what? If a bad guy wants a gun, he's going to find a gun. It doesn't matter how he gets it.
Well, that's true.
So 2 days after the murder, Tyler had given his phone to a friend. And that friend turned the phone into police, and after finding the search history for quote unquote good kid porn.
Gross.
And also had pictures of male genitals on there.
Disgusting. So his friend obviously, I guess, remembered him talking about her, and he was like snooping in his phone.
Right. So, I mean, Tyler gave him the phone, like, here you go, bud, take this, I don't need it anymore. I don't know,
because he's so lackadaisical and he just wants to get caught, basically.
I don't know, but I mean, reset the phone. I don't know why not clear all that out before you hand it over to your friend.
I guess he didn't think his friend was gonna look in his search history.
Well,
but I'm glad he did.
Yeah. And, I mean, his friend was honest enough to tell the police.
Yeah.
So after the police searched the house a few days later, Tyler Holder's DNA came back as a match to the evidence at the crime scene. Shocker.
Wow. You don't say.
Police rushed to Tyler's home to make an arrest, and Tyler refused to speak. He then pulled a gun from behind him and opened fire.
Right. Okay.
So they seized all these guns from the house during the search, but hey, there's another gun.
Okay.
So he opened fire. He shot Arlington Police Detective Charles Lodato in the groin just before the police tackled him to the ground. During the arrest, Tyler was also shot in the throat.
Good.
Yeah.
Take
Good job. So, yes, he was shot in the throat. It was just a wound. He did not die. He's still alive, but
Too bad.
he has suffered through this. And hopefully he has to have a trach, in
I
his
hope he
throat
has
for the
trouble
rest of his
swallowing his food for the rest of
life.
his life.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, oh, that's because I got shot in the throat.
Yeah. So I will also be posting a picture of his mugshot with
Oh,
the big
please do.
patch over his
Yes.
throat.
And didn't he have like a big bruise on his
Yes, a bruise
face?
on his eye. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Detective Charles Lodato, he was shot in the groin. It severed his femoral artery, and due to the fast action from his colleagues, they saved his life. He was rushed to the hospital and he survived.
Yay.
So he quickly recovered and got back to work. And actually, Laura Gallagher, she finally spoke to Fox 4 News. She stood out on her porch and just they videoed her and Carl talking, and here she is grieving from her daughter that has just been killed, but she's apologizing to Detective Lodato and his family for everything that they've had to go through.
Please.
She just seems like a really sweet lady, and she seemed very strong during that interview.
And she was probably so grateful to them for
Yeah, acting
like
so
getting this,
fast.
yeah, exactly, like getting this wrapped up. And I mean, just think of all the parents that die never knowing who killed their
Right.
child or knowing and no one was ever brought to justice. So I'm sure she was so grateful that they went and went to get him, and then he was hurt in the line of duty.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what was Tyler Holder charged with? It was murder, attempted murder for shooting Detective Lodato, and
Good.
arson.
Arson. Arson?
Arson, you ask? Yes, a few weeks after the murder, before Holder was arrested, he had set fire to the Gallagher's car and part of their house.
What?
And also reports of him setting fire to Alana's memorial.
What?
The
What a
neighborhood,
dirt bag.
yeah, what a piece of crap. The neighborhood had put together a memorial for her, like teddy bears and all things purple because that was her favorite color. But
No.
yeah,
I
he just,
remember people tying purple ribbons around their tree.
yes, purple ribbons were everywhere on telephone poles and trees.
Yes.
Yes.
And people were wearing the little purple ribbons like on their lapel.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, he set fire to that. Let's do some more damage.
What a monster.
He eventually pled guilty, and because like I said, this was an open and shut case. Like, he's caught.
Yeah,
He
he
knew
wasn't
it.
getting out of this. No.
Yeah. His sentence. So he got life in prison for the murder charge,
Good.
20 years for the arson charge to be served concurrently, 40 years for the attempted murder also to be served concurrently.
Good.
So he's not getting out. And actually, after serving 50 years of the life sentence, he can be considered for the possibility of parole.
No.
But even after the 50 years, though, he'll have to start serving that,
Right.
the 20 and the 40 years, for the other
So he's
charges.
not
So
going anywhere
he is not getting out.
unless it's in a pine box.
That's right. And so there was also mention that they, when they took him to the prison, they separated him. He couldn't be in the general population in the jail with the others because they knew,
Oh.
there's that talk about, they don't put up with child
Oh
molesters
yeah,
and
they're gonna tear him.
murders.
They would tear his butt up in prison.
Yeah. Yeah. So with it being almost 10 years later, you know, 'cause this happened in 2013, I wonder how he's doing.
I hope he's miserable. I hope he's eating slop every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I hope he drops the soap, if you know what I'm talking about.
So yeah, I would just like to add to all of this that, you know, a lot of times police and detectives get a bad rep for missing clues or not solving a case in a timely manner, you know, like last episode.
Right, exactly.
But there's cases like this where it's a positive thing and where we can applaud the work of the Saginaw police and the other detectives that helped on this case. They did a fantastic job. Yes, all of the evidence was right there laid out in front of them, but they really did dig and did things. They went as far as to find where the trash bags came from that her body was in.
Wow.
Yeah, so it come to find out the black trash bag came from Costco, which in 2013, the closest Costco to us was in Arlington, which is about a
Right.
30, 45-minute drive.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's, you know, little details that they didn't have to do because there was already so much going on, and they did a
But they were just
fantastic
like,
job.
we're gonna nail this guy to the floor. And, you know, to your point, just like in our last episode, the last case that we covered, it was obviously a murder. So
Right.
securing the scene would have been essential. And a little girl doesn't just wrap herself in a tarp and in trash bags and
Right.
tie herself up with a belt. So it's obviously that, like, obviously a murder. So they secured the scene. They did all the forensics. They did their due diligence.
Yes.
And that is their duty. That is what they're supposed to do. That's what they're motivated to do. And having a little girl die, I mean, they probably had so much pressure on them to get
I
this
absolutely.
solved.
Absolutely. And I mean, yeah, this was in 2013, much different than the 70s, but I'm thankful that they had their training and, you know, motivation to do such a great job.
Yeah, it's so refreshing. I believe we were talking earlier, and you know, we listen to podcasts all the time, and you feel like you're just going, oh, idiots, like
Yeah.
you said.
There's so many cases that you just hear them just not talking good of the detectives. Like, why couldn't they, duh, why couldn't you figure that out?
Exactly.
Like, it's right in front of your face. But yeah, this is a positive ending where they did their job.
We got him.
So if you've learned anything from this case, let it be to be more willing to pay attention to clues or the character of a person. If something seems off or strange about somebody, tell the authorities or just tell somebody, you know. Carl Gallagher, he had mentioned in an interview that he wished that when Tyler slashed their tires, that he would have pressed charges on him. He thought maybe if he had pressed charges, something would have happened where he wouldn't have had the opportunity to take their little Alana.
Yeah, I mean, this kid was obviously a bad seed. He was
Yeah, for sure.
just a little, you know, doing petty crimes here and there. He probably hurt animals like most psychopaths do. And if
Probably.
he wouldn't have killed Alana, he would have killed somebody else.
You're exactly
He
right.
obviously had it in him this whole time. I mean, he was just up to no good. It's
Yeah.
especially the fact that he killed her and then he's trying to become part of it, like talking to people, like rubbernecking the crime scene, you know, watching the parents be interviewed and have their house searched, and then like setting
Right.
fire to he's just terrible. He's just a monster.
Well, and there was even a report of a neighbor had reported that he was seen at one of the memorials wearing a shirt that said "Wanted." Like,
What?
did he's just
Speak
standing there,
for
like,
real.
"Here I am." Yeah.
And nobody, like, if I saw that, I would be like, okay, bro.
Yeah, have some respect.
Right.
Did he realize he was wearing that shirt? Did he do it on purpose?
Sure he did.
No, I try to find reports to see like what he had to say, if he had any kind of message at the end of his trial or whatever. I just want to know why he dumped her in the middle of the street. Like, that baffles my mind. I've always questioned that. Like, why choose that?
Yeah, like, why overkill, wrap her up the way he did?
Right. He obviously did not have all of the tools in the box, you know?
No, he certainly didn't. His elevator didn't go all the way up to the top
floor. Mm-mm.
What a scumbag. Rest in peace, Alana.
Yes, justice for Alana.
That's a tough one. I don't like child cases.
I don't either. It was hard to research. So, but I appreciate all of you for coming back and listening. All two of you. All two of you. We'll see how many we get listening.
Elena, don't be crazy. I know at least three people that are going to listen.
Yeah.
To us, okay.
Okay. Maybe. Maybe you're right.
My mom, your mom, and my sister. Okay.
But yeah. So I'm saying a lot. You can cut that out.
I always say Let's do a drinking game. Like re-listen to this episode, and every time. And actually re-listen to episode one. And every time I say take a drink.
Oh, goodness.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. All right, y'all, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Cousins on Crime Podcast.
So you can see Tyler flipping off the world. And
yeah, we'll post some pictures.
Looking like a D-bag with his stupid mugshot.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, we'll post a picture of Alana.
For sure. Her sweet little angel face.
Yeah. And if you have any cases you want us to cover or talk about, email us at cousinsoncrime@gmail.com.
We'd love to hear it.
Yeah. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Bye now.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.